Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now on the podcast, looking at three charts. Not in 3 minutes. We say that. We did do it originally. Did we ever do it in 3 minutes, Nick? I think maybe
never.
Once. Never. Okay. But we'll maybe have to change the title. Who knows? Is Nick LeDuc the Duchess of the Chart? You're right, Nick.
Yeah, hello. Yeah. I've had a horrible headache. And you've got no sympathy, but apart from that, I'm alive.
I've got no sympathy. I've got to admit, I don't. I'm terrible like that. My wife blames me for things like that. If she's ill, I just tend to laugh. But when I'm ill, I want proper sympathy, you know?
But you did have the flu that lasted 6 weeks, Justin.
Yeah. I didn't mention it, though, did I? I very rarely mention
every
it.
Every day.
Okay. Let's look at the charts then. First and foremost, a trader's dream, because Darwin, the convertible loan notes, ceased yesterday. They announced that, so it rallied like crazy yesterday. It's, what's it called? Graphing. The ticker's GRPH.
GRPH.
It's graphene nanochem, whatever it is. But tiny market cap, it went crazy. It's about 90% at one point yesterday. I don't know what it ended up at. But it's come back a little bit today, 10%. What do you reckon, Nick, on the chart?
This is a stock that's just fallen in a straight line, like, for so long. Mm. You have to zoom in really zoom in a lot on the daily.
Let me just say one thing. There's only one graphene company, really. When you look at decent graphene, I mean, and I hold it. That's Vesarin in my mind. They look at this company, but I think their balance sheet is shot to bits, pretty much, and they've got a convertible loan note. But there we go. Go for it.
So we've got a daily bullish reversal. We've cleared the 20 moving average, which we have been underneath since May, and we've cleared the 50 moving average, which we've been underneath since the same time. So this is a really pretty good bullish reversal. The support now, the thing is with moving averages, when you break above them, you need to come back, retest them, and find some support. So that support level is at 1.89. If graphene can continue to close above 1.89, it should continue higher. But there's resistance. The Fib resistance is at 3. We've got to get above that to confirm we've bottomed. And a bit of a pivot level at 3.22. If we can do that, then the next target is 5. And then the 200-day moving average. But I think my final target, and the one that will kind of confirm we've reversed the trend or not, is a 50% retrace from the December 2016 high. That comes in at also at the May highs, and that's at 9.35. So if we get above 9.35, that's the previous high in this stock, then we've reversed the trend. But it's going to be a bit of a magnet level, and that's what I'd be looking for.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous. Okay, the next one suggested is Primoris Investments, and they've got an investment in Horse Hill, which is, of course, where UK oil and gas are, and you know, the southern basin there where lots of oil apparently underneath Gatwick Gusher, as it was termed in the newspapers a couple of years back. So, Primoris, P-R-I-M, what do you reckon, Nicola?
Primoris has made a bullish reversal, come back, found some support, but it's knocking around between the 61.8 and 38.2 Fib levels. They call that the golden ratio zone. It's where the markets tend to go sideways and find balance. So I think that this is really only going to signal that it's making its next leg higher when it gets above 0.27. And we could potentially see another dip back to 0.20, but my theory is wrong if we close below that. And there's a sort of pivot level in the middle around 0.24. I think any dips back to 0.20 are a pretty good buy, and above 0.27 confirms that it's the next leg higher is underway. If it goes below 0.18, my bullish view is wrong, and we're more likely to head lower to retest the lows.
Okay, and the last one is StratAero. I had a punt on these a while back. It did quite well, actually, the punt. I think they were undervalued, but they've revealed a half-year report. I'm now out of the company, by the way. I was out a couple of weeks back. They're reporting a 38% growth in revenue to $500,000, pretty much, or close to $600 million, but a loss of $900,000 there. $560,000. But what they need here, they're in drones, which is a hot sector. They need a couple more contracts. They've got a couple of good contracts. They need a couple of more contracts to really get this moving, I think, because they're in a good sector and a growing sector. But Aero on the chart, they've come back on today's announcement, I think, due to the fact they said they may need to raise funds, I think. But what do you reckon, Nick? Aero on the chart.
We do like our drone, but we don't have the kind that drop bombs on people.
Yeah, not,
I don't know.
No, okay, that's not. These just do surveys for Thames Valley and all that. And
cool. I think they're excellent. Yeah, like, this is the way forward. It's got to be, right.
Yeah.
This stock price though is not looking forward at all. So, you know, we made a major low in July, and then we've bounced off it. Got above all the moving averages. I thought this is really set to go higher. As long as we don't come back below sort of 0.8, we look good. But we've dipped all the way back almost to the lows. Had a decent rally off it today so far, but it's making a wedge pattern. You very often see wedge patterns at the end of trends, and quite often they break to the downside. There's no sign of this yet, but for this stock now, it's really got to get above 0.09 to confirm that it's bottomed. Then the next resistance will be 0.13, which is a fib resistance in the 200-day moving average. If we can get above that, then this stock rock and roll. The next target's 0.21, and the second target and final target's 0.35. 0.35 is the 2016 low and the previous high from January. And so that's a really kind of important pivot level. That would be my second target. So if we can break out higher, 0.13 is resistance, 0.21 is the first target, 0.35 is the second target. But it's a big if.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Someone did mention to me that they said they need to raise money. I just quick scans through there, half. I can't see that, but I mean, obviously, they've got cash balances at the end of the year of $371,000. And obviously they made a loss this year of $900,000. So, you know, do the math there. And you've got to say, unless they've grossly improved their cost-cutting, they probably will need to sort of raise funds sooner or later. Anyway, Nick, thank you for that. And if you could add those charts to the company pages of Vox Markets, that would be great. And send me them too, please, if you could. And I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Okay, and by all means, if you are listening on the podcast, then go back and see the video on Facebook and you can hear us chat about Google Home.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.